Abraham, as a result of getting to know myself, as a result of coming to know you and others in my life, a really amazing thing is happening for me. And that is that my fear of dying, my fear of death is falling away. And I'm really beginning to understand that there is no death and that I am an eternal being. And now I'm starting to have some trouble with that idea that I am eternal and that I do go on forever. One of the fears that I have about that is that by coming into alignment with my own eternalness, that will somehow hasten my transition into non-physical.
That's the reason we said to you in preparation for your question that, of course, you close the gap when you croak, but you can also close the gap by coming into alignment while you are in your physical form. In other words, alignment doesn't mean death. Alignment means alignment. It's just that for a lot of people, it's easier to die to get it than to focus.
So you're saying that from my human perspective, being here in a physical body, I can truly be in alignment with my own eternalness.
We're not only saying you can be, we're saying you want to be, and really you must be, if you are to feel the joy that is natural to you. And the thing that we really want to say to you, we're not asking you to do it every moment of every day, we just want it to be your standard. So for example, when you're watching a child learning something new, and you're feeling such appreciation for their effort, you're seeing that child through the eyes of Source, and you're in alignment. But if you are feeling criticism about the child's clumsy behavior, and you are feeling negative emotion within you, irritation or impatience, then you're not seeing this child through the eyes of Source, and you are separating yourself in this moment, to some degree. That's why we call it the art of allowing, the art of allowing yourself to be a match to the broader part of you. And so it's an all-day, everyday effort, but it is so worth the effort. There's such leverage in alignment, huge leverage in alignment that you can never get from action or behavior.
So why would the thought that I am eternal, why would I feel resistance to that?
Well, sometimes we see people doing that because when you have split energy, when you want something and you are in contrast to it, it's a tiring feeling. In other words, your exhaustion, your being tired or burned out, so to speak, is always as a result of split energy. And we can understand how the idea of just letting go and being done with it gives you a feeling of relief. And so it's unsettling to you on that level to think about letting go with it. In other words, oh, so I'm tired, we're exaggerating, I'm tired, I've been struggling, so I'm just going to let go. And when I let go, then I immediately close the gap and I become all frisky again, when what I really wanted to do was let go and rest for a while. And what we want you to understand is that you don't feel like you need rest when you're in alignment. Haven't you felt the difference between waking up on a morning when you're going to go do something fun that you want to do as compared with waking up on a morning when you have to do something you don't want to do? And even though it's the same person waking up, the idea of what you're going to do next either tunes you in and makes you feel alignment or causes resistance within you. Our best analogy is the airplane, 50,000 feet in the air and going 500 miles an hour, and you look out the window and it's all calm and good. Put that same airplane on the ground and it is not calm and doesn't feel good. And the difference is the resistance. So when you're flying high and tuned in, tapped in, turned on, you're not asking for it to be over. You're asking for more, more, more. You only ask not to be eternal when you're tired. In other words, the lesser of two evils. And people have been talking about death for such a long time. You say, I've lost my fear of death. And when you do, oh, then you'll really be able to live. But the fact that you have this issue with your eternal nature sounds to us like while you're not worried about dying, you are worrying about always having to live. And if you're worried about always having to live... pretty interesting, isn't it? And if you're worried about always having to live, then it's because you're not in sync with the flow of life. In other words, when you're in sync with the flow of life, then you're just floating on this amazing raft trip with all kinds of wonderful things coming to you. It's the struggle you want to be done with, and you have, as most people have, equated living life in the human form with struggle. Living feels like a struggle, and that's why they say, "May he rest in peace." And Esther always says, "Good luck with that one." Because she's been hanging around with us dead guys, and she has never been so active in her life.
Thank you very much.